This is Health First with Kathy Hart, available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We are back with Gudrun Penselin. She is a complementary health practitioner and award-winning author, and she's also done a TEDx talk. So there's so much you've learned along the way in over 25 years of practice with health and healing. And can you think about what is your heart's greatest desire for all this work, Gudrun?
Oh, that's a big question, Kathy. I think I'm very fortunate to know who I am and what my life is about, which doesn't mean it is easy, but really what my goal is to support people to connect to their essence and become who they really are, so that they can live their life within these challenging times without the fears and the limitations, that they can truly develop from their soul essence to become who they are meant to be.
Hmm. That's beautiful, Gudrun. I know over the years and all the information that you've gleaned, you've been to India and you actually spent some time with Mother Teresa. Can you tell us a little bit about what you learned from that experience?
What I learned from that experience, it's hard to really put those things into context in the perspective of all your life, because when I went to India, I was 19. I traveled for half a year by myself as a young woman, no confidence, but I always knew I wanted to do this. And so I decided I did communicate with Mother Teresa before I left, and she said, yeah, sure, you can come by. I had no idea that the kind of celebrity or famous person I was just very innocent and went there and spent not that much time with her, but spent some time in Calcutta with her, working with the orphan children. And what did I learn from her? It's this unconditional love, right? You give and you don't expect anything in return. And she did it in her own way, and I don't even, you know, want to compare myself with her, because I'm definitely not nearly as pure in my spirit as she is, but I'm working in a different way to support people, and I use plants as part of my way.
Yes.
As a tool.
Yes. And you've done a lot of plant work through Central and South America and learning their traditional ways there. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I've always been fascinated with the philosophy of traditional cultures, how they integrate and communicate with nature. And I think this is definitely one of my goals too. You asked me, what do I want to achieve, or what is, you know, what am I looking for me? Also, this question brings me to the big point, is that we are starting to go back to seeing ourselves as being part of nature and not make the planet, our mother, the planet, our commodity. And that is a very big problem. And this is something that really has always drawn me to the traditional cultures, because they see themselves more as an integrative part of Mother Earth, of nature, and they learn from nature. They don't take things for granted. We are all in this together. We are a really small speck in the web of life. So this is what has always intrigued me, and when I am with people who live according to those principles, it really fills my cup.
Mm-hmm. When you go to Wildcraft or you find plants that you'd like to work with, how do you interact with them to see if they're the plant you want, or to create communication between yourself and the plant?
The biggest thing I think is that we have to approach the plant world with gratitude, love, and respect, and the understanding that they are living beings. Just because plants do not communicate with the same kind of language, words that we do, doesn't mean they are not living beings. They continuously communicate with us. So the biggest factor when people want to become more conscious of the plant world and want to interact with it is that they have that kind of respect for the plant world. And the plants will feel that. They will sense that. And then it will just develop from there. Kathy, you're probably aware about my first experience of plant communication many, many years ago when I was taking a workshop in British Columbia on for a whole week class on herbal medicine. And I always wanted to learn more about plant identification. So I asked an instructor if she or he would be willing to go out with me in the morning before class to go on a herb walk and teach me more about plants. And there was a naturopathic doctor present. He asked if he could join us. And we were standing in front of a gorse bush, and I see this gorse bush moving towards us and dismissed my observation right away, thinking, yeah, you're crazy. This cannot be. And it didn't take a few seconds until one of the instructors said, I've heard about people communicating with plants, but I have never seen it. And so that was my first real introduction to physically actually seeing how plants can communicate with us and respond to us. And from there, you know, it just evolved.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating work. It's just so fascinating. And When you're approaching plants, have you noticed like the plants as far as colors or textures or that have different forms of communication, just like people?
Yeah, of course. You know, but I think the colors and the textures are often very important for insects and birds. And what I sometimes find really surprising that you have in your mind when you see a flower, what it feels like, and when you touch it, that it feels completely different,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
But for me, it's like the plants will release a scent sometimes, and it is, yeah, that's one form of communication.
Mm-hmm. That it's just amazing that that the plant world has so much to tell us and so much to give us to help us bring healing to our bodies and our minds.
Yeah, and it's so unconditional. For me, the plant world is really an example of unconditional love, because the plants give and give and give regardless of how we have been and are exploiting this earth. We do need to get back to nature. We need to change our lifestyles. We need to learn to live in harmony with the earth if we don't want the ship to sink.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit like having the sunshine on all of us every day without ever being thanked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. And there is a TED Talk on YouTube that you've done just in the last few years. That can you tell people a little bit about it, how to find it, just to so that it gets watched? It's an amazing TED Talk.
The TEDx Talk is called Flowers That Heal Us, Plant Communication and Flower Essences. And then when you Google my name with it, it will come up. It was in the States, in Wilmington, in the state of Delaware. It was about a year and a half ago. And it's really explaining how flowers communicate with us, and that we need to be mindful and how to approach flowers. And as I mentioned before, the biggest thing is to have this gratitude and this respect and understanding that plants are living beings and that are here for us, but we need to do our part as well. And so, yeah, if you just Google Flowers That Heal Us and my name, then you will find it.
Okay. And are you doing work with people through Skype or through telephone now with as a complementary practitioner?
Yeah, if the people desire to, I will. I haven't done really very much of it because I also do a lot of physical therapy. I do a lot of reflexology, and the other things kind of flow into it. Mm-hmm. But the people can certainly get in touch with me via email or via my website. They can find me, and then a person, we can go from there.
And you're practicing up in Grand Prairie, Alberta. And your business is called Rainbow Healing?
Yeah, but I practice under my personal name.
Oh, you practice under your personal name. Well, for people who would like to get your book, Healing Spirituality, or the coloring book, the Bach Flower Mandalas, are they on Amazon now, or are they just in local bookstores?
The coloring book and the Healing Spirituality book, they are both available on Indigo Chapters and Amazon, all through myself, except I'm sold out of the coloring book. But the deck of cards, Bach Flowers Unfolding, and also the DVD that I produced on Herbal Pharmacy for Everyone, they are only available directly through myself.
Mm. And we actually didn't touch on your deck of cards. Would you like to tell us a little bit about them?
Yeah, in 1998, I developed the first edition of a deck of cards on the Bach Flowers, which have colorful images. On the back of the card is information, and then with a booklet with more detailed information. So it's pretty well I've connected to plant spirit and moved Edward Bach's works into our times. But 1998 is a long time ago, so I just released a few years ago the second edition and made some changes again, reflecting the evolution of the planet and the plant world and so on. And so you can use it like a tarot. You can use it, the actual cards have a very powerful healing effect. Sometimes when I teach classes, the students get a more powerful effect quite often from the actual cards compared to the remedies.
Mm. You've done so much work to help heal our planet and heal our world. So many gifts that you've given us. I just wanted to thank you for all of that and to thank you for being on our show today.
Thank you so much, Cassie, for having me on your show, for thinking me about me in these challenging times. And it's really important that we move out of that overpowering emotion of fear and panic and hysteria, because all of those suppress our immune system, and according to some doctors are definitely one of the biggest reasons why this virus is spreading so incredibly quickly. So the flower essences can help us with this, and I want to leave you with a quote. Well, two quotes, one from Edward Bach, that health depends on being in harmony with our souls, which is really the number one underlying philosophy of all of his work, and healing and freedom from suffering on a personal and global scale is in direct proportion to our ability to return to the harmony and understanding of the sacred circle of life.
That's so beautiful. Thanks for leaving us with that, Gudrun. You have a healthy and happy day.
Yes, you too, Cassie. And thank you so much for thinking about me and allowing me to share my passion with everyone.
Okay, thank you. We're going to go to a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have our second interview.